Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us and bring up anything that you want. I did some digging here because I was shocked at what Kirby was saying, and he's a gun guy. Our last caller who was criticizing Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who's been charged with a couple of counts of murder in Kenosha, or in somewhere in Wisconsin, right? I don't know exactly where the shooting transpired, but he was from Illinois. Yeah, he was from Illinois. He was there ostensibly to guard a car lot with other armed people.
So the story is that we hear and understand that the story can change after these early hours.
Right. And so Kirby had called in to say, here are some of the reasons why he didn't think that he should have even been there at all. He said he was a teenager under the age of 18 with a gun, and he says that that is federally illegal. Now, I question that because I know specifically that here in New Hampshire, that there are young people who have guns, and they supposedly are legally allowed to have them. So further research on my part did reveal indeed, in New Hampshire, there are no laws restricting the age at which a person can carry firearms. However, there is a federal law, and it is a lengthy one. It is Section 922 of 18 U.S. Code, Section 922. It's unlawful acts. You have to go down to item number X or letter X.
Getting down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of letters in this one. And it does say that it shall be unlawful for any person who's a juvenile to knowingly possess a handgun.
Yeah.
So according to the Washington Post story here, they point out that there are at least 30 states that are like New Hampshire where there are no restrictions on the ability of a person under the age of 18 to carry a rifle. And that is what this young man had. He did not have a handgun.
So is Wisconsin among them? Kirby's claiming that it was federal. So
He said it was federal.
So I think that, you know... Well, I did not necessarily agree with Kirby's points. I think that his greater premise is probably true, which is that if Kyle Rittenhouse was a deep chocolate brown, that perhaps things would have gone differently for him in the entire situation.
He's been charged with murder.
Understood.
Well, what would have been different?
That the police probably wouldn't have let him wander around late.
You think he would have been shot to death by the police?
Maybe he would have just been told to go home. I don't know what the circumstance is. I do think that it is true that there's a second set of books, and maybe a third and fourth and fifth set of books. Just sort of the way you look does make a difference as to how people treat you, and a lot of the things about the way you look you can't change. Some of them you can, and you probably should.
Yeah, so again, according to the Post, it's 30 states. They don't give a whole list of them here, Mark, but just my point was to clarify that according to my research here, it is the federal law specifically prohibits handgun possession when it comes to people under the age of 18. And what is also not clear is what the penalty is, right? Because now you're dealing with a federal charge against a juvenile. Which
that is very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what they again, this is a really lengthy statute, so it would take some digging to try to get to whatever the penalty section would be.
The further thing I would say is if somebody asked me, should this kid have been there, the answer is no. Whatever was going on in that car lot isn't worth protecting with a gun. Insurance would have taken care of it and a variety of other things. Now, the next question is, does he have a right to be there? Okay. I'll concede that he has a right to be there, and that's why I'm judging this story based on just sort of the merits of what I've seen. By the way, when I saw it, I didn't know the color of anybody participating.
Me neither.
And as I understand it, everybody who was participating The shooter and the victims here appear to be all white.
That's the allegation in this case. Not that it should matter, but in this,
but I mean, it's a racially charged situation.
In this race-tinted situation.
I would love the America where I don't have to talk about people's race, and I'm all for that. Can't wait for that day. And until then, I'm only going to talk about it when I'm forced to talk about it. And I think in this circumstance, it's probably one of those where you kind of have to, you know, lay out some of the realities.
All right. We go to Larry. He's also calling us from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I just want to ask you some questions because I'm getting sick and tired of color boys going out here and bucking the police and then trying to get shot so their family can get money. That's what it's boiling down to.
Hold on. Now, wait a minute. Wait, Larry. What are you talking about? Which situation are you referring to?
Here's what I'm talking about. Either of these murders, the George Floyd, the one that just happened, and a lot of these other things where the persons who have been shot have had warrants on them. And, you know, I got a question to ask you guys. If you know you got 3 warrants on you and you have a restraining order on you, And the police come for you, are you going to submit to them, or are you going to act like you're going back to your SUV to get a gun? And what are they supposed to do? Wait till he gets the gun so he can kill them?
That's what they did.
That's a good thing that happened to him then.
That is not a good thing to do.
Yes, it is committing murder. No business. Hey, you say that because you're white. Listen, this whole thing is showing our young men that they can go buck up against the police if they want to and disobey orders from the police when they know they're in the wrong.
That's not what this shows. This shows that a cop who wants to kill somebody who's creative is going to be able to do it and can probably get away with it.
No, but they call the cop, right? They called it for domestic violence.
I heard that someone else called. I do not believe the man who was shot to death called the police.
His girlfriend called him because he was taking her keys and getting ready to beat her up if she tried to get the keys. So she called on a domestic violence.
By no means was this a good guy. I mean, as I said earlier.
He's not. So he got what he deserved.
I don't know if that's true.
And
maybe he did.
Hold on.
Whether he got what he deserved or not is immaterial to the fact that this cop shot him in a completely unnecessary situation. Completely unnecessary.
He shot him 10 times.
I totally disagree.
Right? I'm black. He's setting the presidents to get our young men in that mindset that they can buck up against cops, they can stand their ground against cops, and you know what else it's doing? It's marginalizing black men more and more because nobody's going to hire them. They don't want them on the job because they're afraid that the N-word comes out or something. They're going to have rage or some violence on their job.
Well, I don't think that that's true either, Larry. I'm sorry. I cannot believe, and thank you for the call tonight. I can't believe that employers would look at this video and say, well, that's it. I'm never hiring a black man again. I mean, they would. If somebody said that, they were already racist and looking for a reason to not hire.
Do I think this video has increased racial tensions in the United States? Well, yeah, it looks like there's dozens of buildings in Kenosha that are testifying to that particular reality. I don't disagree with that statement that Larry has made.
Which statement?
That is increased. It basically is alluding that racial tensions have increased as a result.
They shouldn't have. The tension should be between the police and the rest of us. That's where the tensions really lie. It's the police who are the occupying military, the occupying force
in
our
streets.
When I
saw the Philando Castile story out of Minneapolis where a concealed carry permit holder was asked for
Philando
his driver's...
Philando Castile, a black man, right?
Was asked for his driver's license, and then when he went for that driver's license, he was shot dead in front of his family.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have me completely on board. If you've got a guy violating...
On board with what?
On board with... I agree. It was a bad shoot. If you've got a guy violating a restraining order who has said that he's going back to his car to get some kind of weapon to cause some kind of harm, then... you know, like, it's difficult to feel bad for anything that might occur after those situations.
I get what you're saying, that it's difficult. However, you should be able to observe the circumstances, the facts, the video in this particular case.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave this one for a little longer. I want to hear more things come out rather than I just say, the cops are trying to shoot us all!
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say they're trying to shoot you all. I said that the cop, in this case, tried to shoot this man in the back.
That's your assessment.
And he did. That was what his intention was. It clearly was his intention. He did not want to take this man down before he opened the door to his car. He had ample opportunity to do so and didn't do anything but sort of half-assed grab at his arm right before he opened the door. Hit plenty of time. We're coming up.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus the hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
text you want. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about Intercoin. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps share its future, intercoin.org. So I did some more digging here. So again, I was curious, like, what is the penalty? Even though the young man in the case in Wisconsin who's facing murder charges apparently was legally in possession of the rifle, based on what we've seen.
Or at least
we
have no evidence that he was illegally in possession.
Certainly by federal law, he was apparently not. Anyway, so apparently he was legally in possession of it. But what if it was a handgun? Because the federal rules do say that if you're under the age of 18, you cannot possess a handgun.
Okay.
So regardless of what the state law is, and
right.
here in New Hampshire...
The feds say no go.
Yeah, here in New Hampshire there are no laws about who can possess at what age a firearm.
Well, there is. It's the fed law.
No, I said in New Hampshire there are no laws, so the federal
state of
law,
New Hampshire has not bothered to write anything down, but the federal feds
as have most states.
So in the if it was in a vacuum, you don't know what they would do, but there isn't a vacuum. The feds have written a law.
It appears that a juvenile who violates Section 922X, which is the relevant section of the 18 U.S.C., which is the criminal statutes in federal code, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, except that a juvenile described in Clause 2 shall be sentenced to probation on appropriate conditions and shall not be incarcerated unless the juvenile fails to comply with a condition of probation. And so it looks like... The offense is the possession of a handgun, and the juvenile has not been convicted in any court of any other offense. If this is their first conviction, then they will get probation out of the federal government for this particular charge. It sounds like otherwise up to a year in some sort of whatever federal juvie is.
Yeah, I think they'd have to build one. I have never heard of such a thing.
Or maybe he would be charged as an adult.
He would probably be housed as a federal inmate in a local juvenile detention center would be my guess.
Could be. So that's what you're looking at for a potential possession charge. But also, interestingly, there's an exemption to this particular unlawful act of, again, Section X here of 922. The subsection does not apply to a temporary transfer of a handgun to the possession or use of the juvenile if the handgun and the ammunition are possessed and used by the juvenile in the course of employment. And with the prior written consent of the, and I'm not sure if this is an and or an or, so it may be an or, it may be an and.
Yeah.
Again, not an attorney. This isn't legal advice. With the prior,
I don't know what they're talking about either.
I'm just reading this stupid crap.
Yeah.
With the prior written consent of the juvenile's parent and guardian who's not prohibited by federal, state, or local law from possessing a firearm. So you could not give a gun to Jack, your son, and say, Jack, you're now on the job here, and this is now legal for you, because you can't legally possess a gun.
Right.
So that would be illegal. But if somebody who could legally possess was his parent, so maybe his mom, gave it to him and said, Jack, it's your job to guard the farm or whatever, you're hired, then technically he would.
And wrote it down, apparently.
Yeah, and she wrote him a note, basically. And it does say that the note must be on their person.
Interestingly.
At the time.
Free Talk Live has, as a business, written me a note that says, because as a felon, I'm not allowed to wear body armor.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's part of my job, I can, and it has to,
interesting.
And I need it in writing to do so. So I wrote that down one day, had Laura sign it, as whatever head of something at Free Talk Live,
right.
And go from there.
So you know, the answer is here, it depends as to whether or not a juvenile can legally have a gun of different types under the age of 18 under federal law. When it comes to state law, it's about 30 states that don't even address it. So there's no minimum age in about 30 of the 50 states, at least according to the Washington Post as of 2014.
It's interesting. I think it's sad what happened in Kenosha.
Tragic.
I would recommend to people, stay away from these instances. If you're talking about businesses burning, go get the things you want to get out of the business and leave and let the insurance company deal with it, is what my opinion is.
Hmm. All right, so we go to more of your calls and thoughts. Joe is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. I wonder what the insurance rates are going to do after this. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, just back a while back, we had some riots in Grand Rapids, and I didn't know. I had been out working in the yard all day, and I just jumped in my truck, and I was going to go do some errands, run around, do some, you know, whatever. And it was, I believe it was a Saturday. Well, anyway, I went downtown, made a left turn. Next thing you know, I'm surrounded by rioters.
Not the place you want to be.
I was armed at the time, and none of them touched my vehicle. I'm not the kind of guy that panics. I just kind of put it in reverse and got the heck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I will say that if you're one of these protesters, you know, you might want to think twice, especially in a shall issue state, of trying to pull somebody out of their car or going up to some, you know, militia guy and grabbing their rifles. You know, I can't speak for the whole country.
Right.
But
these ain't Nerf
people
guns.
People are tired of this stuff, man.
Yeah. They're not Nerf guns. I mean, these ain't airsoft rifles. They kill people, and they found that out last night in Kenosha.
Well, I wonder what you think about this, Joe, because I don't agree with Mark. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, saying that, oh, just let insurance take care of it. I think you have to defend your property at some point. Otherwise, you're going to have the whole city burned down. Is insurance going to take care of that? What if the insurance company goes out of business? Are you going to sue them after they go out of business to try to get your settlement? How's that going to work out for you? What do you think, Joe? Do you think people should just let these rioters run roughshod over all this property and destroy everything they want to and just try to collect from insurance? Or should they have men with guns out there and defend their property?
Well, I think you have a right to defend your property. Now,
but what should
somebody
you do?
Calls, you know, I would say, you know, it sounds crazy. I mean, maybe these companies are going to have to start getting security. They're going to start, like, you go to Detroit or Flint or any like, not great place, and you go down to the bad parts of those areas, the liquor stores and stuff, they all got razor wire on the roofs. They've all got, you know, concrete barriers. It might get to that because, obviously, especially in these blue states, man, these governors, they're not going to do nothing. You know, Portland over there.
It doesn't look like
the
it.
The mayor, they're not doing anything. They're not stopping anything.
They're not obligated to.
Well, you know.
They steal money from all of us, and then they just keep it. They do what they want with it. They, you know, if they send
well,
somebody to help them.
My life matters, too. You know, my
not
property
to
matters, too. I've worked hard for what I got.
Yeah, well,
and
they don't care.
If somebody comes into my house and tries to burn my house down, you know, you better just hope I'm not there. That's all
yep.
I'm going
to
say.
It's absolutely your right to defend yourself, your property, your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, total strangers from being attacked and having things destroyed. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's is scarier. No one did it. It's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
As the city of Kenosha braces for more possible violence, the mayor has a message for everyone.
Violence to property, violence to people, absolutely unacceptable. And it is up to us to make sure that that does not continue.
A curfew is in effect 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. local time. You're listening to USA Radio News. Day 3 of the Republican National Convention will be highlighted by Vice President Mike Pence. On Tuesday at the Republican National Convention, we did hear from First Lady Melania Trump speaking in the newly renovated Rose Garden. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the First Lady deserves praise for her speech.
You've watched this First Lady time and time again put our country first and party last. And that's exactly what we saw last night.
The California Republican making his comments on Fox News. New court documents have uncovered two memorandums dated May 26th and June 1st that suggest Chief Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker concluded George Floyd likely died from a fentanyl overdose and found no physical evidence that he died of asphyxiation. The memos seemingly run contrary to medical examiners hired by the Floyd family. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound like you're sitting here with us. In fact, we got somebody waiting patiently in there right now. We're going to get to that shortly. And, again, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. Also, don't forget to visit us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a myriad of features there, including our web forum. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at forum.freetalklive.com. It is one of the free features. Our whole website is free, so one of the various free features at freetalklive.com. It's forum.freetalklive.com. It's part of the larger Shire forums. We've actually had several people sign up there in the last couple of weeks, so it's a nice thing to see happen. Trying to get people off of the social media sites and back onto websites that we control, because when you're on their site,
yeah.
They own your content.
You're an unpaid content generator for Facebook or whomever, Twitter. And that's another thing that I say in a recent promo I put up on the air that many people have heard if they're listening to Free Talk Live, is that basically, hey, you can call, you can type out some email or some Facebook message. You can type it out there and, you know, dozens of people will see it and, you know, they'll all be mad on Facebook because it's nothing but a freaking argument.
Yep.
Or You can call into Free Talk Live, and we'll do our best to give you a fair hearing on what that is. Certainly, we have our own opinions, and, sure. You know, some of us are more fair-minded than others.
But way more will hear you. Way more people will hear you if you're on
Lots and lots more. Yeah.
So let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to the Discord, where we have Poop Ant on the line.
Oh, God.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, my friend, my chums.
Where are you calling from? I'm curious.
Up about,
you've got quite an accent.
The Wisconsin Kenosha shooting with two protesters who have been shot.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear your opinion on that, Poopan. But where are you calling from? Are you in the UK?
I'm in fact in the UK.
Okay,
in Doncaster.
Good morning, then. Go ahead.
It's actually 2 a.m.
That's what I said. Good morning.
Quite early.
Oh, very good morning. Party animals. Anyway, so I was just reading up on the shooting in Wisconsin. I realized just recently Donald Trump tweeted that.
He did a good job last night. He actually called with an interesting question. But you can't say that that word on the radio in the United States. I presume
suspect you
knew that.
Can't see it there in on the old BBC.
I don't know if they even have. I don't think they have opinion talk radio, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Who runs it there? BBC?
Yeah. I don't know who runs it. Maybe they have
locals. Don't have a whole lot of local talk things, right?
They don't have a lot of commercial radio.
Yeah, it's BBC and. Maybe there's some other stuff. I don't know. I would love to ask, but he had to say that word, so we had to let you go. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, Mark, you're going to be telling us about qualified immunity. It's back in the news again. A federal judge apparently is saying it needs to get eliminated to some extent, so I'm curious to hear what that story's about. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. We're going to go back to the phones. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to reiterate something. You guys were just talking a bunch about the juvenile breaking some, possibly, in this case, didn't break a gun law, because he's 17.
But with a rifle. He didn't have a handgun, so he was legal.
And the fact is that almost every claimed law that's against persons by the central government are not constitutional.
Most of the federal agencies aren't constitutional either, but they're still there.
Right, where's the Constitution mention the FBI?
No, I'm not denying their existence, but I'm asking you, when this stuff comes up, just say, it's unconstitutional anyway, and people will start to get that message. I mean, if we want bigger and better central government, then, I guess you could ignore it. But I'm saying,
see what you're saying. So we missed an opportunity to say that, that whatever the rules might have been, they would have been unconstitutional anyway.
As far as young people possessing guns, all the gun laws are unconstitutional.
Right.
If indeed you have a right to bear arms.
And I think it does bear mentioning in a country where it says the Second Amendment says something to the effect that, it shall not be infringed I don't remember.
Right in the Second Amendment, you've got the reference of militia, which is, all 17-year-olds are included.
Yeah, any able-bodied person.
So, it's definitely, not authorized. If a militia has got a handgun, they just because they're 17 or 16 even, I think. Because I think that's where it went to 16 to 48 or something like that.
I'm curious to know, and thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I think it's a good point that you make here. Curious to know, how many times is this statute or this code in the federal government that prohibits
ever been used
under 18s from possessing handguns? How often does that actually happen? Because, I'm pretty sure the local cops, if they find a 16-year-old with a handgun, probably aren't going to call the FBI about it, at least here in New Hampshire. Now, maybe in, Wisconsin, it's a different story. I don't know. But I think that's one of those things where they're just going to look the other way. You know, because it's legal here, so why would they want to give the kid a hard time and call the feds in?
It's not illegal.
Okay, well, if it's not illegal, then it's legal.
I gotcha. Who knows? Any given day, any given cop will act differently.
That's true. I don't know. We continue here. Pizza Cake Man is on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, and on the amp line. Go ahead, Pizza Cake Man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. I wanted to talk about the kid that was shot. So at first,
young man. He's
I
a young man.
This kid that was shot in Wisconsin. That
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the kid that got did the shooting.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. The 17-year-old.
I consider that to be a young man. I mean,
young man. I don't support him at all.
Really?
Here's why. He is a Thin Blue Line supporter, so he's made his bed. He can lie in his bed. Now, I support his right to own a gun, but that's it. And I'm not going to go out there and say his name or do any sort of activism for this punk, because this kid, that's what I call him, is a Thin Blue Line supporter.
Do you think he's still a supporter of the police even after the police have put him in a jail cell and charged him with actual murder?
It's Stockholm Syndrome, and I guarantee you he still does. Mm. I've seen his Facebook page. He is literally up there but as far as you can get, and he can stay there. I am not supporting him.
Well, it sounds like cancel culture to me, going the other direction. It's like, well, this person believes a thing that I don't like, and so therefore I'm not going to support them in the given instance. I didn't know what color or anything about this kid when I saw the video, and I said, that looks like a legit shoot to me. Mm. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
It looks like a legit shoot.
Well, right. I'm not saying people need to go out and support him or anything like that. Obviously, everybody has their own opinions. But it's something worth talking about. I mean, whether or not he was a Thin Blue Line supporter. Some of the people, by the way, who were doing the guarding of properties here in New Hampshire were not Thin Blue Line supporters. They are Boogaloo boys who are ready to throw down with the Thin Blue Line. So it's important. In fact, the article that we started the show with, I didn't read the whole thing because it basically was just a hit piece against militias. But that article does point out that within this particular subcategory, like the armed dudes, you know, in fatigues subcategory,
you never know who you're dealing
with. There's the Thin Blue Liners, and then there's the Boogaloos, and they're all kind of mixed in the same category. So it's
right,
like
the Boogaloos aren't
the same.
Yeah,
they're
Boogaloos aren't going to wear Hawaiian shirts so that you can tell the difference.
Sometimes they will wear Hawaiian shirts, but anyway, thank you, Pizza Cake Man, for the opinion.
You.
I appreciate it. Toll free number here. 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Plus, if we get a chance, looks like Kim Jong-un is in that coma that he was rumored to be in a few months ago. That's the rumor now, or the word now, and apparently maybe his sister is going to take over in North Korea, and that doesn't look like a good thing at all.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6636. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want. Coming up, if we get the chance, we'll tell you about underground gyms. Yes, that's right. Speakeasy gyms are now a thing because, well, they're illegal. Gyms are illegal now based on COVID. So we'll tell you more about that on the way. Plus, Kim Jong-un and his evil, evil-looking sister. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. No, that's not sexist. That's just my opinion. So we continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up anything you want. So, Mark, you were going to get into a story about qualified immunity. It's something that thankfully people are actually talking about. For many, the very first time they've even heard of it, I'm sure, has been in recent months. The idea that government bureaucrats are immune from any kind of personal liability for their actions while they are employed as a government bureaucrat.
Right. So, when I find articles, I'll often find them and then sort of dig into them a little more. I usually don't take the articles that come from biased websites. And as best I can. Sometimes that's the
but
only
almost
place.
Almost all of them are.
It's the only place you can get news.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the angle that this biased story took was interesting and worth reading on air.
Okay. And
I just
what site?
The Daily Kos or Kos.
Okay, that's a lefty site.
It's a lefty site. And okay. It doesn't matter to me which side it is.
No, I just think it's important to know what the bias is so that way you're not confused or whatever.
Federal judge basically begs the Supreme Court to overturn qualified immunity.
All right.
The Supreme Court has drawn the doctrine of qualified immunity so broadly that police officers, I should mention the author's name here, her name is Laura Clausen, has drawn the doctrine of qualified immunity so broadly that police officers can almost never be held accountable in civil court for their abuses on the job.
Pretty much.
Since what the Supreme Court says goes. However, lower court judges are forced to let violent or racists or violent and racist police off the hook time after time. U.S. District Court Judge Carlton Reeves is apparently sick of that, and it made it very clear in a new decision, even as he granted qualified immunity to an officer who violated the Constitution.
Okay. So this judge granted the officer qualified immunity, but complained about it?
Well, he can read the law.
Right, so he doesn't want to be overturned.
The beginning of Reeves' decision is one gut punch after another. Clarence Jameson wasn't jaywalking. He wasn't playing outside with a toy gun. He didn't look like a suspicious person. He wasn't suspected of selling loose, untaxed cigarettes. He wasn't suspected of passing a counterfeit $20 bill.
This is the judge writing this.
Yes, that's correct. Each of these lines is footnoted with a case of one or more black men or boys killed by police under the named circumstances. No, Reeves concluded in that section, Clarence Jameson was a black man driving a Mercedes convertible. Outrage pours out of every line from the judge forced to make an unjust decision. Let us not be fooled by legal jargon, Reeves wrote. Immunity is not...
Not this time.
Immunity is not exoneration, and the harm in this case to one man sheds light on the harm done to the nation by this manufactured doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't in quotes anymore. Officer Nick Clendon gets qualified immunity for pulling Clarence Jameson over and keeping him at the side of the road for 110 minutes. Of an armed police officer badgering him, pressuring him, lying to him, and then searching his car top to bottom for drugs. For no reason other than that Jameson was a black man in a Mercedes. But this court, the judge goes on, is required to apply the law as stated by the Supreme Court. And that means McClendon evades accountability and Jameson doesn't get justice.
Is it going to tell us what happened in the case?
Yeah, it's going on.
Okay.
Well, it did tell you what happened in the case.
I'm sorry, I've totally spaced it then.
Okay.
He got pulled over and searched. Was he arrested? Was he charged with something?
No.
Was he? So it was just total harassment and, okay, got it.
McClendon claimed he stopped Jameson because of the temporary tag on Jameson's car was folded over to where he couldn't see it. Jameson provided full paperwork on himself and the car, including a bill of sale. McClendon ran Jameson's information through multiple databases. Jameson came up clear in the first, but instead of letting him go and before hearing from the second check, McClendon pressured Jameson to allow him to search the car, including by lying about a non-existent phone call alleging that there were 10 kilos of cocaine in the car.
Okay.
After McClendon repeatedly lied... And
remember, cops can lie.
Yep, they can lie and it's fine. But by the way, this case doesn't say anything about cops telling you lies.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, ladies and gentlemen, for a moment, believe that your brave paladins in blue must tell you the truth. They under no circumstances ever must tell you the truth. There is not a magic pill that says that if you ask this particular question, the person must tell you they're a cop, that they're lying, or anything. The only magic pill is the magic pill that is prescribed by nearly every criminal lawyer in the country, and that is never answer questions from the police.
The only time they're not allowed to lie, in theory, is when they're under oath in court. And they do it all the time there because almost never can you prove otherwise. Unless you have the damning video evidence that proves that that cop was lying. And even then, I bet you they still won't charge him with perjury.
I don't know. I've never looked into it to see whether a police officer's been lied, perjury or anything. I'm not looking to talk to people about problems with the system so much as I'm looking at telling them solutions that they can have for their life. And the solution that is prescribed by legal experts across this nation is do not answer questions from police. I get it. There are probably moments in time when you're going to have to make a judgment call and answer some question or another. But understand, that
it's usually against your interests to do that.
That's their job, is to lock people up, and you are a people.
Right. If your interest is to stay out from behind bars, then you should probably keep your mouth shut and call an attorney.
I think there's instances where talking to the police is beneficial, but
consult with your attorney.
Yeah. Use your own judgment on that. So after McClendon personally searched Jameson's car and did not find anything suspicious whatsoever, in quotation marks.
This is after 110 minutes he began the search, or that entire time was the 110?
It was 110 minutes total.
Okay,
two hours.
On the side of the road. Okay.
And then pressured Jameson to allow a canine search.
Oh, my God.
When Jameson finally was allowed to go and go home, he discovered that McClendon had done $4,000 in damage to his recently purchased car, and he personally faced the trauma of being a black man subjected to a racist abuse of power by a police officer in a place and time in which such traffic stops can lead to death.
Okay. I mean, look, there's no doubt that what happened here was a violation of his rights. I don't know if it was racist, because I have a friend who had him, you know, he was white. He was pulled over. I don't know the color of the cop who did it to him, but I didn't hear otherwise. But he was pulled over in Florida, where we're from, and Sarasota, Florida, and he had his whole car torn apart. They didn't put anything back together right. They, you know, like literally tore apart the car, like cutting things and opening things and doing damage, just like in this particular case. And he couldn't even find an attorney who was willing to sue.
Well, I'm not surprised at that either.
Right.
I don't know the answer.
And that wasn't racist. That's just police doing cop things, which is to say violating people's rights. All people can be treated like this by the police.
The question is, was your friend pulled over for something legitimate?
I don't recall. I think it was some BS.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. In this case,
was BS, too.
Well, we don't know.
The
claim
about the license plate, probably BS.
Probably. Agreed. So, I guess
they'll make it up.
Stereotype.
They can make it up. They can say, oh, your license plate light was out. And then you go back there when you get the car home and it's still on. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Am I going on plate light? Well, it was out when I saw you. How can you prove otherwise?
How would you prove otherwise?
Yeah.
I think that there's a stereotype here in play, and that's probably what's being referenced, right?
So a black man in a Mercedes. Must be a drug dealer.
And then the cop lies about 10 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah.
So, am I going to say that this looks like profiling? This looks like profiling where I'm sitting from.
Sure, no doubt.
So I don't know if it's racist, and again, this is the Daily Kos, the writer there making the statements that they are. I'm just saying, looks like profiling from where I sit. If you're going to pull over a black guy at a Mercedes, you know, maybe you should have something.
Yeah. I mean, just because it's profiling doesn't mean it's racist. I understand the term racism gets thrown around out there these days a lot of times when it's not used for its original meaning or whatever. He may have also profiled a long-haired hippie driving a beat-up car, too, right?
Let's stick with the term profiling, then.
Yeah, 855, 450, free. It's still wrong. I'm not saying what he did was right. It's absolutely a violation. I'm just saying this can happen to anybody. I don't want somebody thinking that just because they're driving while white doesn't mean that they won't have a cop lie to them, intimidate them, and ultimately charge them with BS, which amazingly didn't happen in this one. More coming up.
Maxwell, the runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I had been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.